Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Oh, I was warned about her love.
It's Robert Cray bringing us back, my favorite blues man. 17 till the hour. Thanks for staying with me. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am the Small Business Advocate. I'm responsible for the chaos around here. My websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com and the one for my book, The Third Ingredient, with the number three, thethirdingredient.com. Ruth King's here. Ruth's our guest, our good friend, 15-year member of our Brain Trust, CEO of ProfitabilityRevolution.com, author of The Courage to Be Profitable, which is you have to have that book. And if it looks like, if after a month or so, it'll look like mine, dog-eared, almost destroyed from devouring it. Ruth, thanks again for being here. Ruth, you've got clients, as we mentioned in the last segment, all over the country. They're contractors. They're rubber meets the road. People who are the real back, the true. If you look up backbone of the American economy, your clients' pictures are in there, are on the cover.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah. That's
who they are. And so some of your people are in the construction industry, which, as we said, has a little bit of elasticity. It's allowing that part of the economy to go. I promise you, I got a construction project going on right now, and those people are not missing any checks. But that's because the funding was already in place, and the property was already going on. But you got people who are also in the trades, who deal with retail and with restaurants. What are they telling you?
Well, it depends upon where they are. Like one of my clients in Maine had 80% of his revenue in restaurants, and they're shut down in Maine. So what I tell them and I tell everybody, and I do the same thing, is never – and we're – okay, after this is over, we're actually starting to decrease his dependence on restaurants. Never, you know, my rule is never have more than 20% of your revenue coming from any single source. Mm-hmm. And that could be a customer, that could be an industry, it could be a type of work. So, for example, 80% of his customers were restaurants, so that is an industry. So we're going to start decreasing his dependence on restaurants, and he actually has because he and his managers are actually going out knocking on doors, and they're actually finding work.
Wow!
Another one of my clients just got $600,000 project like this week. So I mean, it's out there.
Well, how about this, Ruth? Knock on the door and say, "Look, I know you're shut down, but how can we work together? This would be a good time to do maintenance. It'd be a good time to do upgrades. You're going to be back in business in 3 months. While we're shut down, why don't we do those things that you couldn't let me do when the customers were coming in?"
Yeah, I had one of my clients in Colorado literally change out a rooftop unit that had to be changed out because everybody wasn't there. And he said it was weird because people weren't there and they had to let us in the building and stuff like that. But they did it. And you know, now they don't have to worry about it. I mean, this thing is not going
to this is where I talk about finding a way to be your customer's partners. In other words, your customer may say, "Well, you're right. I need to do that. But I've got this issue of my cash flow is being impacted." So if you feel like it's a company that you can trust, if you feel like it's a business that was not going to go away, then you come up with a proper financial document, proper legal documents. But maybe you say, "Okay, why don't we stretch out my payment over a period of time?" Some cash is better than no cash, right?
Yeah, and sometimes you can make a deal with their suppliers too,
right?
Because they understand where you are, and they might extend your terms so you can extend your terms to the customer. They might
look
give you 60 days.
Look what the car companies are doing. 84 months no interest. Holy mackerel. And no payment for 120 months. You think they're not stretching things out? You think Carrier and Train and Amana won't do stuff like that? Of course they will.
Of course they will.
Are you asking your clients are you talking to your clients about talking to their banks about abatement, talking to their landlords about abatement, talking to different people that they have obligations to about abatement? What do they do? What are they saying about that?
Well, most of them have listened to me over the years, and they've put 1% away every single, of every check that comes in the door. And I cannot tell you how many of them have thanked me and said, I'm so glad you made me do this. I have money in the bank. My line of credit is at zero, and I can survive this. So, you know, you used to say cash is king. Mm-hmm. I now say cash is emperor.
It's the emperor. Of course it is. So let me ask you this question along those lines. Do you agree with me that prior to this, actually maybe even now, but certainly a month or so, 2 months ago, the small business sector was financially stronger, the balance sheets, cash flow, than it's ever been? Would you agree with that?
Yeah, absolutely. And then
so therefore, aren't we better prepared to weather whatever's coming at us than we've ever been?
If you haven't been stupid, yes.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. No, I'm not talking about everybody. I'm talking about as a sector, I think the small business sector will come out of this. We're going to get dinged up. There's no question about it. And some people aren't going to make it because they weren't following your advice. But I think we're better capable of handling this today than we would have been, than we were in 2008.
Oh yeah, absolutely. Well, I think there's a major difference between now and 2008. This was caused by a virus, which is short lived.
Right.
2008 was caused by banks, which took place over a longer period of time.
Exactly.
And so I think this is going to be like a spike up mm-hmm. and down. Yeah, the question really and truly is, I mean, if my clients have listened to me, and the majority of them have, otherwise I wouldn't be working with them, they have money in the bank, they have savings, they have their own lines of credit, and they're sleeping okay at night. Now, is some of the business slow down? Absolutely, especially in the north, in the northeast and stuff like that. In the south and in California, excuse me, California, I forgot about California.
Yeah.
But, you know, I've got clients in Idaho, I've got clients
Breadbasket, America, flyover America, it's different, isn't it? Hey, Ruth, I got to take a quick break. When we come back, I'm going to ask Ruth what she knows about how they're metering out their cash. Are they instead of laying people off, are they saying, okay, I'm going to stretch my payroll out over 90 days, things like that. What are they doing about that? Tintel, stay with us. I'm Jim Blasingame.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.